begin our service by singing hymn number 123.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who to God for your refuge have fled, to you who to God for your refuge have fled. Hymn number 123. Sylvia from Australia will read from the scriptures.
1 Peter. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. We will now sing hymn number 99. He that hath God his guardian made shall underneath the Almighty's shade fearless and undisturbed abide. Thus to myself of him I'll say, he is my fortress, shield, and stay, my God, in him I will confide. Hymn number 99.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own dedicated teleconference number, and many of our students don't live in the area, but they attend via telephone. This means that if you don't live in the area, but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15 p.m., where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives made much, much better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services and meetings, we have a nursery available for very young infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have 21 different websites in 21 different languages, and every one of our websites contains the very finest of Christian Science literature and music. And we are very grateful that many of you have found one or more of our websites and have found the healing truth of Christian Science. Everything that we provide on all of our websites is provided free of charge. Freely we have received and freely we give. One of the articles that I would like to point out that's being featured now on our English website, actually it's not an article, it's a small book by Mary Baker Eddy entitled Christ and Christmas. We have all been urged to read this during this month of December in preparation for the Christmas holiday. It explains the true meaning of Christmas. I recommend it very highly. Well, next Wednesday, or the week after next Wednesday, will be Christmas Eve, and we'd love to have a Christmas Eve service on Christmas Eve, so we are going to have a special Christmas Eve service on Wednesday, December 24th, instead of our usual testimony meeting. So mark your calendars that we will meet at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, December 24th, and we will have a very, very special Christmas Eve service. You're going to love it. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Lisa from Ohio.
In a letter received a few days ago from one of my absent patients, there was such a glorious testimonial for Science and Health that I feel as if I ought to send it in for the pages of our journal. trusting it may be the means of helping many others to turn for help and comfort in every emergency to this book. In her letter, this lady says, "A few days since, I had quite a serious claim attack me. I left my mending, took science and health, and read all the afternoon and evening when all trace of the claim was gone, and I have felt nothing of it since." When this dear woman applied to truth, she was a great sufferer. Her gratitude knows no bounds. Many chronic ailments, which have bound her with heavy chains for many years, are being removed one by one. It is such a sweet privilege to lead her out of this bondage of flesh, for she turns with such childlike trust and obedience to the book and looks to that for aid in every trial and affliction. It is beautiful to see and is a rebuke to some of us older in the thought who depend so much on personality. She is far away in a little country town where science has hardly been heard of, but she is so happy with her book that she has no desire for other reading. I have always tried to show her that God was with her there as well as with us here, that in Him she possesses all, and that with her Bible and science and health, no harm can befall her, for the remedy for every ill she has at hand. Mrs. C. H. S., Woburn, Massachusetts.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God, the Preserver of Man. The golden text is from Matthew. "Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?" The responsive reading is from Psalms. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
"I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust."
"Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day,
nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Lenny from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Psalms. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. 2 Kings. It came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went, and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord seeth, but the water is naught, and the ground barren. And he went forth unto the springs of the waters, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. Psalms. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Exodus. Behold, I send an angel before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. 2 Kings. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel, and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants, and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet, that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw. And behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared a great provision for them. So when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. Isaiah. The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting.
Bruce will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The divine mind that made man maintains his own image and likeness. The scriptures imply that God is all in all. From this, it follows that nothing possesses reality nor existence except the divine mind and his ideas. The scriptures also declare that God is spirit. Therefore, in spirit, all is harmony, and there can be no discord. All is life, and there is no death. Everything in God's universe expresses Him. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual, incorporeal standpoint, not by foreshadowing evil and mistaking fact for fiction, predicting the future from a groundwork of corporeality and human belief. Human philosophy has made God manlike. Christian Science makes man God-like. The first is error, the latter is truth. Metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul. These ideas are perfectly real and tangible to spiritual consciousness, and they have this advantage over the objects and thoughts of material sense. They are good and eternal. Angels, God's thoughts passing to man. Spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect. The inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. God gives the lesser idea of himself for a link to the greater. And in return, the higher always protects the lower. The rich in spirit help the poor in one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle or father. And blessed is that man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good. Love giveth to the least spiritual idea might, immortality, and goodness, which shine through all as the blossom shines through the bud. All the varied expressions of God reflect health, holiness, immortality, infinite life, truth, and love. The Old Testament assigns to the angels, God's divine messages, different offices. Michael's characteristic is spiritual strength. He leads the hosts of heaven against the power of sin, Satan, and fights the holy wars. Gabriel has the more quiet task of imparting a sense of the ever-presence of ministering love. These angels deliver us from the depths. Truth and love come nearer in the hour of woe, when strong faith or spiritual strength wrestles and prevails through the understanding of God. The Gabriel of his presence has no contests. To infinite, ever-present love, all is love. And there is no error, no sin, sickness, nor death. The exterminator of error is the great truth that God, good, is the only mind, and that the supposititious opposite of infinite mind, called devil or evil, is not mind, is not truth, but error, without intelligence or reality. It is a law of so-called mortal mind, misnamed matter, which causes all things discordant. The history of Christianity furnishes sublime proofs of the supporting influence and protecting power bestowed on man by his heavenly Father, Omnipotent Mind, who gives man faith and understanding, whereby to defend himself, not only from temptation, but from bodily suffering. The Christian martyrs were prophets of Christian Science. Through the uplifting and consecrating power of divine truth, they obtained a victory over the corporeal senses, a victory which science alone can explain. Divine Science, the Word of God, saith to the darkness upon the face of error, God is all in all. And the light of ever-present love illumines the universe. Hence the eternal wonder that infinite space is peopled with God's ideas, reflecting Him in countless spiritual forms. Dost thou love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind? This command includes much, even the surrender of all merely material sensation, affection, and worship. This is the El Dorado of Christianity. It involves a science of life and recognizes only the divine control of spirit, in which soul is our master, and material sense and human will have no place. Consistent prayer is the desire to do right. The testimony of the material senses is neither absolute nor divine. I, therefore, plant myself unreservedly on the teachings of Jesus, of his apostles, of the prophets, and on the testimony of the science of mind. Other foundations, there are none. All other systems based wholly or partly on knowledge gained through the material senses, are reeds shaken by the wind, not houses built on the rock. Truth brings the elements of liberty. On its banner is the soul-inspired motto, "Slavery is abolished." The power of God brings deliverance to the captive. No power can withstand divine love. When man demonstrates Christian Science absolutely, he will be perfect. He can neither sin, suffer, be subject to matter, nor disobey the law of God. Therefore, he will be as the angels in heaven. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science, and science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law, in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 23. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Blessed Christmas morn, though murky clouds pursue thy way, thy light was born where storms enshroud, nor dawn nor day. Hymn number 23.
Christmas morn, though murky clouds pursue thy way.
Let's now sing hymn number 222. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Hymn number 222.
I shall read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Psalms. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.